This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Radio.com Sports presents Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, breaking down the latest in sports betting.
Sorry, Ross, I didn't know if I was unmuted or not. It said I was still muted, so that's what I wasn't sure if I was ready to go on the air, man.
You know what, Joe? I didn't hear you for the first couple seconds. I think you were still muted.
Yes.
But I don't even know why I'm talking. I don't know if you hear the open. It's Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski.
There it is.
I don't even exist. I'm not even here. I'm not even here right now. I don't exist. I've been doing the show like every day for 6 months, and I'm not – you know, the listeners don't know this, or the viewers, whatever, on the radio.com app. But we were never able to hear the open before. Right. We have a new technology that we're using. It doesn't matter to you guys, but we're using something a little different now. So now we are able to hear the open. Are you telling me for 6 months it has said Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski and has not said my name? Are you kidding me right now?
Who are you talking to? Who are
the blatant disrespect.
I know you're not talking to me because I do not do any of the production. I didn't write that out. I didn't put it together, edit it. I don't throw it on the air. I know you're not talking to me because one thing that you have learned over the last several months is I am not an ego guy. I think you can agree with that one.
Absolutely. I know you're not. I know it wasn't you. It's evil Eli Hershkovich, the same guy that wants me to retweet stuff. But then if you look at the Bet Sweats Twitter handle,
it doesn't says, have your name in it either.
No, it says Joe O670 has you covered for all things sports betting. Like, I mean, I am just absolute chopped liver. It's actually nice. You know what, Joe? I am an ego guy. I have a big ego. It's actually kind of nice to be chopped back down to size. It's kind of nice to be second fiddle. Kind of nice to just be the loser of the duo, evidently.
Eli, you can't just sit in the background and not comment. You must have some sort of a defense. Because, yeah, Ross is right. With the new technology we have, we never heard the production or anything coming back. We would just wait for them to say go, and then we would guess, like I did at the top of the show. Am I on the air? Am I off the air? I have no idea. We just start spewing crap. Eli, go ahead. What's the explanation there? Because over the last couple of days, we have heard it coming back from breaks. Honestly, Ross, I feel bad. I'm like, what the hell? I have a co-host. I'm not doing a solo show here. You're not guest starring. Explain yourself, Eli Hershkovich.
Yeah, a couple things. First off, we explained in the chat that you could see when we're coming back and going into the segment. So there's that. That's an option for both of you.
Wait. I started. It was time for me to talk. It was just the music trailing and my computer screen still said that I was muted, okay? So that explains it. Back off. What else?
For Ross, my comment for Ross is, you're not on the show every single day. So we got to keep it generic, and that's as generic as it gets.
When's the last time you weren't on the show?
I don't know. I'm on the show like 95% of the time.
That's
You know what, Eli? I would have preferred... if for that you just said, and for Ross, F you, Ross, okay? F you. That would have been a better answer right there than what you just did. So anyway, I had noticed the Twitter thing before, thought it was an oversight. But now that I'm not in the show open either, man, Joe, soon as football season's over, I must be as good as gone. It must be over for me.
Eli, is this true? Are you firing people?
I'm not firing people. I don't have the fire. Okay. I don't have the power to fire people. I'm just, you know, again, we have different hosts on the show when Ross is off.
Backtracking.
Not backtracking. That's honesty.
You have different hosts when I'm off too. What's the difference?
The difference is that we have different show opens when you're off the show. We have like a generic bet sweats.
I was going to say those 2 weeks that Joe was off over the holidays, did it say, here's Bet Sweats with Joe O?
Eli says no. You don't believe so. That means yes, Ross. That's what that means.
Let's not devote any more time. We got the greatest weekend. Last weekend might have been the greatest weekend now. But for 20 years, I thought this weekend was the greatest weekend in football. It still might be.
I think it still is. Divisional round, 4 killer matchups. It's going to be wonderful, and you are at one of the 2 better games. I'm not sure that it's the best. Both night games are fantastic coming up. And who knows? We might be thrilled about all 4 of them come Monday when we're talking about them. It's Friday, January 15th. As you've heard, Joe Ostrowski. I am at JoeO670. Ross Tucker, my co-host. Ross Tucker, NFL on Twitter. Eli's producing, Dylan's directing. Our guest, Simon Hunter, has been joining us all football season on Fridays from the Action Network. Get his thoughts on all 4 matchups. I think he has some totals that he likes as well. Michael Beller from The Athletic will be here to discuss some player props as we get you set for the divisional round. Download the free radio.com app. You can listen live weekdays, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time. On that radio.com app, you can watch us live, radio.com/BetSweats. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, radio.com. Tell a friend and make sure that you are following us on Twitter @BetSweats. Once again, just like every Friday throughout the season, we will be doing a giveaway. When Eli Herskovich tweets out today's podcast, which will be about 1 o'clock Eastern, noon Central time, when he tweets that out, if you retweet that specific tweet with today's audio, the pinned tweet, that means you'll be eligible to get a $50 free bet from our friends over at PointsBet. And by the way, over at PointsBet, once again, I was checking this morning, no juice on the divisional games. Can't beat that. PointsBet offering +100, all bets up to $10,000. Ross Tucker, let's go in chronological order. We're going to start with the Rams and the Packers. Friday morning over at PointsBet. I'm a little surprised that it's still 6.5. That's where we sit. A total of 45.5 team totals. It is Green Bay 26, Rams 19.5. If you're curious about the weather, temps expected to be right around that freezing mark, 33 degrees. It's going to feel like 25. Winds 9 miles per hour, overcast. We've been discussing the weather, that narrative with Jared Goff all week. Everybody's discussing it. Ross, maybe it's different if you're a California kid. I don't think it's a big deal at all.
I wouldn't want to overstate it, but I do think I am curious about the thumb with the cold and the ball being a little bit more inflated as a result. But I think sometimes we can get a little bit too carried away. I mean, he played in Seattle a week ago. It's a week later. I would imagine that his thumb is much better off. Like if he was able to play last Saturday, then you got to think his thumb is a lot better. Can I just say this, though?
Yes.
Can you imagine if he gets hurt and Blake Bortles is in the game? I mean, that would be amazing. And I don't want anybody to get hurt ever. But it would just be like Blake Bortles is in the game for the Rams. Like, I mean, that would then be out of the last 3 weeks. You'd have John Wolford in one game, Blake Bortles. Like, what is going on with the world that we're in the divisional round of the playoffs? Bortles hasn't played in like 3 years and he'd be in the divisional round against Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau Field. Can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, and if you want to talk about the weather, let's remember, we're talking about a whole sample size of 2. He's 0-2 against the spread, 0 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. If you're going to run with that narrative with Goff, I certainly understand why, because he looked terrible in those 2 games. But I mean, come on, we're talking about two games. The bigger deal is, what about the health of Cooper Kupp? Will he be an option for him? He has not practiced this week. He's dealing with the knee. Same thing with the health of Aaron Donald. Ross, have you heard much about Kupp and his availability for Saturday afternoon?
They're being very tight with that. I'm pretty confident he'll play. I've had that injury before. It's bursitis. And so what that means is he popped the bursa sac on his knee. Mm-hmm. They can drain that. It just kind of stiffens. I did it against the Jets in 03. And I remember you have like these bursa sacs in your knee. And sometimes when you fall on them, you like in a certain way, they can pop and like fluid leaks out of it. And I remember against the Jets, just like 03, Travis Henry had like a buck 70. I was just kind of, I was flexing my knee because it was like stiffening up on me. But I don't remember it, Joe, being that much of an issue the next game. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I remember it stiffening that game. And I remember after the game, it was like really swollen. But I don't think it affected me in practice that week. I don't think it affected me. I don't remember it being a big deal the next game. The only issue is like if you fall on it again or do it again and then more stuff leaks out of it. But I think he'll be fine. I'm sure it's a little bit harder when you're playing receiver than offensive line. But I think I would expect he's fine with that bursitis.
One of the other big talking points of this game is, of course, Jalen Ramsey. Many consider him the best cornerback in the NFL, going against arguably the best receiver in the NFL, Davante Adams. But will he? That's my big question here. So I was on the DK Metcalf under last week. I think that one just barely missed because of the Ramsey matchup. And when you watch that closely, it's not like he followed him the entire game, and it could be a couple of big plays when Ramsey isn't on him. Adams, he lines up in the slot about 26% of the time, and Ramsey doesn't go to the slot a whole lot when he's shadowing guys. I believe this year he's played in the slot for 10 combined snaps. So what are you expecting there, Ross?
Joe, I'm glad you brought this up. And I spoke to, you know, I hold Greg Cosell in high esteem. He does the NFL matchup show with our guy, Matt Bowen, right? Like, those are the two guys on it. Yeah. Greg's been doing it for 40 years. He said Jalen Ramsey hasn't traveled with anybody all year. That's not what they do. That's not the Rams defense. They play a lot of zone. Now, when he's on the one side zone, they'll lock him up on that guy, but he doesn't travel. He's not going to travel with Davante Adams. He said he pictures Ramsey being on Davante Adams 11 or 12 snaps, you know, where it's basically man-to-man Ramsey on Adams. So that is really getting overblown. That is getting way too much hype. Look, Matt LaFleur is pretty smart, Joe. He's going to put Davante Adams in situations where he's not against Jalen Ramsey.
That's right.
And then they're going to throw it to him. They're going to have Jalen Ramsey cover one of the other guys. So I'm glad you're on that. That's very important from a Davante Adams prop bet standpoint. Very important just for the game is to know that Jalen Ramsey is not going to run around the field taking away Davante Adams. That is what Marshawn Lattimore might do to Mike Evans on Sunday evening, but not Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we've gone over again and again, just the quality of coaching that you're going to see. And it's not only on the floor side. Matt Bowen, when we were talking to him the other day, he was bringing up Brandon Staley, the guy that's getting some talk as a possible head coaching candidate over the next couple of years, the Rams offensive coordinator, who's been fantastic in his first year in L.A. You know, he's going to try and scheme up Aaron Donald to go one-on-one, too. Like, you know, you're going to see some of that stuff. These coaches dialing it up. It's going to be a lot of fun here. Ross, the way I look at this game, especially right now on Friday morning at 6.5, I like the Packers. I know early in the week we had sharp money, brought it inside of a touchdown. But a lot of this is adding up, especially the Davante Adams angle. I really like that one. And I feel better when I hear that Greg Cosell says that he's not going to be following him around all game. But I am looking at the Packers, and I am willing to lay the 6.5.
This is my toughest one, Joe.
Yeah.
This is my toughest one of the four. This is the one I've gone back and forth on. I know a lot of people like the Rams. Dan Bach yesterday liked the Rams. Remember, by the way, anything you ever hear, you can always go back and listen on demand on the radio.com app or whatever app you use. Dylan Burns, our executive producer, does a terrific job cutting up the audio and posting that so that you guys have the different podcasts. So Dan Bach likes the Rams. I think, Joe, this is a tease. This is one that you tease the Packers down. And I'll just tell you right now, that's what I'm doing. I'm teasing the Packers down from -6.5 to -0.5. And then I'm going to tease the Ravens from +2.5 up to +8.5. We'll get into the Ravens game because I got a stronger take on that side. But I think that's the right move here. I think it's going to be a close game, Joe. And I just can't envision Jared Goff beating Aaron Rodgers in a close game. I cannot imagine that happens. But it could easily be a 3 or 4 point game. What concerns me, and I'm friends with Mike Pettine. He's an Eastern PA guy. But the Rams have basically a very similar running scheme to the Niners. And what they did, I was on the sideline, Joe, for that NFC Championship game last year. That was an absolute massacre. I had never seen anything like that in my life. Every Niners run, the whole stadium was like, ah, because you thought Mostert was taking it to the house. Mm-hmm. Now you got Cam Akers with that O-line playing very well. And then you've got Aaron Donald and Ramsey. I think this game ends up being 24-20. Packers, you know, maybe 27, 21, something like that. So I guess I would take the Rams and the points, but I really think teasing the Packers down is the way to play this one.
Yeah, and if we're going to make a case for the Rams to win this game, you're right. It's about Cam Akers. Sean McVay realized in the middle of the year, he realized before all that, but he made the decision in the middle of the season to give him the volume here, and that's what we've seen. If you look recently, the amount of carries that he's getting, 28, 21, 15, 29, I believe that one was against New England, 21. And on the Green Bay side, they're bottom five in yards allowed per rush before contact. So if they're going to get into the 20s, which is what they're going to have to do if they want to take down Green Bay, it's going to go through Cam Akers. The offense is not going to go through Jared Goff.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Correct. And I think Goff is good enough, especially after another week, that I believe he'll be able to complete some of those bootlegs and play action and keep the Rams in this game. He doesn't have to be great. He just has to be good enough to keep them in the game. Their defense is really good, man. They're really good. Like, and we talked about it before. I'm fascinated. It's like Donald Ramsey and the no-names. It's crazy. But the no-names are good. A lot of them are good. I love it. I love what the Rams have done. They might be the number one team. No, the Eagles were the number one team I was wrong on. But the Rams might be one of the top five teams I was wrong on coming into this year, Joe. Mm-hmm. I like their under on the season win total. And here they are in the divisional round.
Yeah, very impressive job by that Rams defense and the coaching staff, of course. Okay, you have our plays on Rams-Packers. Let's go to the Saturday night game. Ross Tucker will be there calling it for Westwood One on many of these Radio.com sports stations. You have the Ravens and the Bills. Buffalo favored by 2.5. That number's pretty much been holding steady here. If the books want some Baltimore money, and it doesn't sound like they need any, since it's the bookmakers are saying, Jeff Davis told us the other day, two-way action on this game. It's a very, very highly bet game. The Bills are favored by 2.5, total of 49.5. Buffalo, team total 26. Baltimore side, it is 23.5. Ross Tucker, you've been prepping all week. Give us some info on this one.
Man, I got a lot of info on this one. The first thing I would say, Joe, and I think this is important, is there are places out there where you can get the Ravens plus 3 right now.
Ooh.
So all I'm saying is if you like the Bills, take it now. Take the 2.5 on points bet now before it potentially goes up to 3. I don't know that it will, but take it now before it goes up to 3 because it's 3 other places. If you like the Ravens, like I do, maybe shop around. We love points bet, but maybe shop around and get the 3 somewhere else because that is a big difference, a really big difference.
I'm shocked by that, Ross. I'm shocked that they're sitting at 3. That means a lot of people are kind of going away from Buffalo, doesn't it?
No, it means people are putting money on Buffalo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant the other way around. So what it kind of tells us is, I was curious, is that the Bills are still the public team even in this matchup against the Ravens.
Yeah, I got to tell you, doing prep for this game, and I might be wrong, I don't see it, man. And you know, Joe, out of the 5 teams I played for, the greatest affinity I have is for the Bills and my time there. Like, it'd be awesome if they won the game.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I think you should take a long, hard look at the Ravens' money line, plus 125 at points bet, because the 2.5 points probably doesn't do that much for you. So you might as well just go ahead, say the Ravens are going to win it, and take the money line at plus 125. They are an absolute machine right now. They have more rushing yards in their last 6 games than any NFL team has had in a 6-game stretch since 1950. They have more rushing yards in the last 6 games than 6 teams had all year. You know, and here's the thing, Joe. Guess what the Bills aren't great against?
Run.
Stopping the run. That they're not great stopping the run. And so now the Bills do have 2 very good safeties, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, who I think give them a really good chance. They're excellent instincts, good tacklers. You know, if they can get everything to go lateral, those guys will make the tackles in the alley. But the Ravens seem to me to be kind of on a mission. Their defense is playing extremely well. It feels like, I mean, listen, here's how I would say. Josh Allen was unbelievable last week. Okay? Last week, he became the first quarterback with 300 passing yards, 50 rushing yards and better than 70% completion percentage in a postseason game. Ever. Ever. Guess what? They still should have lost, Joe. They still should have lost. Mm-hmm. They didn't force a turnover. They didn't have a sack. I think the Ravens are the right side to be here. I need something to tease with the Packers. And so teasing the Ravens from 2.5 up to 8.5 works. But I would be on the money line with the Baltimore Ravens. I think they're going to win the football game.
Yeah, that's the strongest teaser leg of the weekend. And we're in agreement here. We were in agreement last week. It was a show bet on the Ravens. And I think we'll check in with Eli, if you want to count him. I think Eli will jump in as well, because I saw him tweeting about it earlier on in the week. I'll also look at the Bills against tight ends this year. They've given up the most catches, most yards to the position. Last week against the Colts, as you know, 17 targets, 14 catches, 136 yards. Guys like Trey Burton were even getting some work for the Colts last weekend. And you have Mark Andrews on the Baltimore side. I think that's going to be a big advantage. Marquise Hollywood Brown, there's been a bit of a connection throughout the second half of the year with Lamar Jackson and Hollywood Brown. You love to see that. You might want to take a look at his props there in the high 50s. I am with you. I also have the Ravens winning. I'm probably going to take the 3 as long as I can get 3, but I think the Ravens move on and we're going to have an awesome AFC championship game.
I would agree. I think the Ravens are the right side. It will take a Herculean effort from Josh Allen, and even that might not be enough. I mean, he almost has to play flawless, Joe, and even that might not be enough.
Yeah.
I just think the bar is really, really high for Josh Allen to have to play for the Bills to win this football game. I like the Ravens. The total, I think I'd probably lean under here. I know we talked about it yesterday at 49.5. But my strongest thing here is teasing the Ravens up to 8.5. But if you're not going to do a teaser, the money line plus 125, pains me to say it, but I think this is the Ravens game. I think this might be the Ravens year. We're about to find out.
Oh, that'd be cool. The Ravens defense, so impressive. They go down 10-0 last week, and then they give up nothing the rest of the game. How do you think the Ravens D, how are they going to play this against Allen? When you look at him against the blitz this year, very successful, 17 passing touchdowns, is good for number one in the league. His QBR 93.4 against the blitz, number two in the league. So what's Baltimore going to do here?
Well, two things. First of all, before I forget, okay, do you realize, Joe, that there's 7 head coach openings? There's 5 now. Most of them have lined up at least 6 or 7 people to interview. Do you realize neither Greg Roman nor Wink Martindale, who have both had top 5 units back-to-back years, have even a single interview request this year?
No request.
Not a single interview request for either guy. It's bizarre. I mean, I don't understand it. I think both those guys are a little rough around the edges a little bit. They got a little Mike Zimmer to them maybe, but I don't care. You know, Rex Ryan got a job, and I don't understand it. What you just
would
said,
you
by the
would
way,
you hire a defensive guy in 2021 to be your head coach?
If I thought he was the right guy, yes. But the problem is, if you have success on the offensive side of the ball, that guy's going to be gone after a year or two, and you're going to be continually trying to get someone else to be the coordinator or quarterback coach, and it's not real conducive to long-term success. Now, the flip side is Belichick's a defensive guy. Pete Carroll's a defensive guy. Mm-hmm. Those guys have had big-time, long-term success here. So maybe that's a little bit overstated, that concern, but it's certainly a concern. How about the fact, by the way, the Ravens allowed 83 total yards after the first quarter last week. 83. Against Arthur Smith as the coordinator, he's about to get a head job. The Falcons offered it to him. And Tannehill and Derrick Henry. But what you said is very, very important. How much do the Ravens pressure, and what kind of pressure is it? Zone pressure, man pressure, how successful are they with it? Because, listen, if they bring a lot of pressure, Josh Allen has eaten that up, and Stephon Diggs and Brown and Beasley, they'll get some big plays. What I'm saying is I think it's tough to picture the Bills winning the game if the Ravens play a bunch of zone behind it and don't give up anything deep over the top. But Wink Martindale likes to be aggressive. He trusts his corners. He likes to get after it. So we shall see what ends up happening. But that's the thought process. If they blitz a bunch, to me, that's almost the only way they can get beat, Joe. Mm-hmm. They blitz a bunch and give up some big plays to Diggs and those guys down the field.
What about the run game with Lamar? We've been going over Baltimore, how they've just dominated over the last couple of months, with the run game. Kyler got to Buffalo a couple times earlier in this season. Do you think the Bills defense will have their issues with Lamar on the ground?
Yes, because everybody does. It's not like these last six games, the teams are like, play, you know, in the third quarter, like, man, I didn't expect Lamar to run it this much. Wow, he's fast. He's good. Like, everybody has a plan for that. Everybody is ready for that. And the scary thing is, I thought the Titans had a pretty good plan. They were giving Lamar the edge, making him feel like he had the edge, and then they were chasing it down. They wanted him running horizontal. You know, it sounds simple, but horizontal is not where the yards are at. You get yards by going forward, north and south, not east and west. And they did that. He still had 130. He ended up with 136 yards. He still ends up breaking a couple of them up the middle, even when you're trying to stop him from doing that. You're trying to get him to bounce. You're trying to do that, and they still can't. They still can't get it done, and he still has a bunch of yards. Nobody's been able to do it in a long time. I don't see the Bills being able to do it. I like the over for his rushing yards prop.
Yeah, and I'm on the Mark Andrews prop, but both of us agree that you should take a hard look at the Baltimore Ravens getting a field goal while you can, because that might be sucked out of the market. BetQL and Radio.com have partnered up for the best sports betting coverage around. Tonight they have a 5-star bet on the Gonzaga-Pepperdine game. You can also go to BetQL.com, enter the promo code KOSTOS, KOSTOS, at checkout for 15% off any subscription. BetQL helps sports bettors of all types, from the first-time bettors to hardcore, make more informed betting decisions using data and analytics. BetQL's algorithms analyze over 350,000 unique bets every year in real time to help give you an edge over the sports books. BetQL tells you which side professional bettors are picking, provides real-time line movement, and historical betting results. Get started today, BetQL.com. Also available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Joe Ostrowski and Ross Tucker here on BetSweats, the BetQL Audio Network. Coming up next, we break down the Sunday games here on BetSweats.